We can't forget, though, that for some, weather can be a matter of life or death. Between 200 and 1,000 people in the U.S. are struck by lightning each year, and about 70 of them are killed. One person who lived to tell his tale is Russ Francis. He's a communications worker in Linden, Illinois, and we caught him on his cell phone as he was driving home from work. Russ, I hear it's optimal conditions for a conversation like this.
Yeah, at the present time, I'm just ahead of a huge thunderstorm. I get kind of antsy, I guess, when I see it storming like this.
I hope this won't spook you too much, but could you tell me the story of when you did get struck by lightning?
Yes, at the time I worked for a communication company, and I was repairing a line, and it was raining out that day, and it had not been storming at all. And I had finished up the case of trouble that I was working on and shut the closure up, and I was on the ground, and just had stood up, and I remember seeing the flash came out my right hand, and the noise was something I can't even explain how loud the noise is. It's the loudest thing that I've ever experienced or heard or whatever. And I remember getting half thrown back, and the next thing I remember was trying to get back into my truck, and at the time it blew out the two-way radios that I had in our truck. I had no feeling at all on my right side. It was just about like I'd had a stroke.
Wow. So this thing hits you, you see this flash come out of your hand, and then did it knock you out? Did you have to wake up?
I don't think I was ever completely knocked out. I know I was super stunned and sat there and went, got in my van, and I had a headset there where I could have went back and connected on and tried to call for help, and I thought, I'm not getting back out in this. So I ended up driving myself back into the office, which was about 2.5 miles away. From there, my boss took me into the emergency room and that.
Now, you had some symptoms. Like your whole right side was weak and you lost your hearing. How long did those symptoms last?
Well, I was off work for about 3.5 years. For probably the first 2 years, I slept between 20 and 22 hours a day. It just zapped every bit of energy there was out of me. I still have terrible headaches. I had a lot of trouble with dizziness and that. At the University of Illinois Chicago Hospital, they did a functional MRI, and they found out the one side of my brain had pretty much got sizzled by it.
So literally fried the brain, huh?
Yep.
But you're doing okay. You sound okay.
I'm back to work. They told me I'd never be back to work. I'm back to work. And the other side, I guess, is taking care of the side that's been damaged. So we're living life as well as we can.
Now, what kind of reactions did you get from family and friends? I understand that a lot of times people have a hard time believing people who say they've been hit by lightning.
Biggest thing is 95% of the people, you have no burns or no marks on them. And I was one of those that you have no physical things. They look at and you say, well, you look okay. You look healthy. And at the time, I couldn't walk across the room without being exhausted. And it gets kind of aggravating that way when people look at you in that regard. So, I mean, you don't have an arm blown off, or you're not sizzled like an overdone hot dog. So they think you should be okay. Well, you're not. I guess my kids have had to deal with me in your mood swings and not being able to remember things because your short-term memory gets pretty much hosed up. And the strengths you used to have are now weaknesses.
How has it affected your extracurricular activities? I'm wondering in particular if you're a golfer.
Well, I wasn't a golfer prior to that. I was an avid skydiver prior to that. And after that happened, I had trouble with blacking out and things like that. I had to pretty much stop doing that sport. That was hard. I mean, your physical things that you used to be able to do, you can't do. You learn to compensate for that, I guess, otherwise.
Now, do you have any advice for me? It's the summer season. And it seems to me that the thunder and lightning storms come this time of year, the hazy, hot, and humid weather. What would you advise me to do?
I guess one of the things that bothers me is if I see a coach trying to get that one more inning in or one more batter up or something like that or one more playoff or get one more hole in, it can change your life, and it's not worth it.
And so what if I'm all of a sudden caught out in the middle of it, and it seems like, oh, wow, this is definitely lightning time. Anything I can do?
Get yourself in an enclosed structure, like a building with sides on it, and preferably something that's got wiring in it or whatever. Like a park shelter or a tent is not a good place to be. Under a tree is one of the terrible places to be. A car is okay. It's not the best place to be, but it's better than being out in the open.
So right now, are you still out running the storm?
No, I pulled over right now so we could have a decent cell phone conversation, but the storm is catching up to me.
Well, I guess you better get a move on that.
Tell your people, though, if you hear it, fear it. If you see it, flee it.
Russ Francis works in the communications business in Linden, Illinois. Russ, thanks for taking this time with me. And, hey, get home out of the storm, would you?
Yes, I will.